I want to welcome to the show. There's a really cool event that's going to be happening on July 12th. It'll be in the parking lot at Shuba's, and it's going to be called, it's the second annual Gapers Block Hot Dog Cook-Off. And participating will be our friend Gus from Wiener and Still Champion. Hi, Gus.
Hey, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, doing fine.
Good. And now, have you participated in this before?
No, first time.
This would be your first time. And then we got a bunch of people here from Man BQ. And I want to, it's John, it's Jesse, and John. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Let's, everybody knows who Gus is if you listen to this show on a regular basis. Jesse, tell me about Man BQ.
We're a grilling club that started in Chicago about 7 years ago. Now we were actually worldwide. We've got chapters all over the place. And we released our first book this year, April 22nd. We did a cookbook. And actually, last year we won the Gapers Block hot dog contest, and the recipe for that hot dog is in the book.
Oh, cool! So we're kind of. How did it start? Tell me how it began.
It was us just kind of hanging out. You know, everybody was getting married, moving on to the burbs, having kids, and I wanted to keep it in the city, so I was like, let's get together once a month, grill out, you know, drink some beer, and it just kind of grew from there. And it was seven dudes, and now we've got, like I said, chapters all over the United States. Germany is huge, Costa Rica, Mexico.
Wow.
And we've got three chapters already in the Chicagoland area.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's cool, man. So it just started with you three guys?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, so tell me a little bit about yourself. John, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a writer. So I wasn't that great a cook. None of us were that great a cook at the very beginning, but you know, we like to drink, we like to grill, so you know, it just kind of developed as the years went along. We got a little more competitive with each other. We learned to cook. We learned to try to outdo each other. And, now someone paid us to write a cookbook, which is bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And where are you from, John? You got another John. We got John Carruthers, and we have John Scholl.
Yeah, I'm still keeping it where Man BQ started. I live in Logan Square. So my role with Man BQ is you know, I'm the pretty face, as well as I run all the social media.
You can't get away with that on the radio, man.
I know. I think I'm on the webcam, though, right?
We've got security cameras here, so you guys are screwed. So you're living in Logan Square. Yep. Have you lived there for a long time?
I moved up there in 2004 when it was still a little sketchy at the time.
It's amazing how that area has completely blown up, isn't it?
Oh, crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't even want to go out there anymore.
I don't even want to live there.
You might get stabbed by a waxed mustache.
Yeah, isn't that hipster stuff there? There's, I'm going to put wax in my mustache because I'm a hipster.
Yep.
That's great. So what do you specialize in anything in terms of like what you cook?
It's a very general thing, and anything that's out there that we kind of want to try, we just go ahead and try. I mean, it's all trial and error. That's how the book came about. You know, I don't want to ever be kind of pigeonholed in anything. And the cool thing is, once you start cooking a bunch of different things, you start combining in like big Frankenstein kind of food.
Yeah. So what's in the cookbook?
It's the chapters, like the beginning. Actually, I think John probably has a copy of it, but it goes into the story of Man BQ, how it started in Chicago and how it's made for pretty much the world. I mean, it goes from that to recipes. We talk about beer, you know, drop some knowledge about that, and then we talk about the music we're listening to as we wrote the book.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a long-standing disagreement over how the Toto canon stacks up, you know. I am a Rosanna kind of guy. He's a little more hold the line. We both like Africa, but who doesn't like Africa, you know what I mean?
Wait.
This is a serious argument.
Toto? Seriously?
Oh, yeah. We have no shame.
We're in the test kitchen for hours.
The world's most homely band.
It's really funny because, God, this is so funny because Saturday night I was at my watering hole that I go to on a regular basis, which is Ricochet's in Lincoln Square.
Oh, yeah. I live in Lincoln Square.
Do you? Yeah. Have you been to Ricochet's?
Yeah.
I was there Saturday night and somebody played Africa, and I mocked them incessantly. It wasn't one of you guys, was it?
How dare you?
No, but what is it like to live without joy in your life?
All right.
By the way, you're both wrong. It's I'll Be Over You.
I'll Be Over You. Pulling out a deep cut. A deep Toto cut. Now, I did not think that we would be talking about Toto this morning, so I appreciate that. We'll take a break and The Toto fan club and Gus will be back to talk about, give you all the details about the Gapers Block hot dog cook-off. But we'll take a quick break here. We got the news coming up here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m., and then we hang out with Steve Cochran for the first hour of his show on Morning Drive. The phone number is 312-981-7200. And we are talking with the guys from MamBQ and our friend Gus from Wiener and Steel Champion about the Gapers Block Hot Dog Cook-Off. And welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
So, Gus, it's your first time doing this.
Yes.
You guys, it's your second time.
Returning champions.
Returning champions from the thing. And, Gus, by the way, we got some corn dogs in here, Ted, if you
Whoa,
want.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If you want a couple of corn dogs and all that cool stuff. So, Gus, tell me how you got involved in it.
Well, I know Andrew from Gapers Block, and I was going to do it last year, but there was some conflict, so I couldn't do it. So now I have some time. Seems like a good event.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about the Gapers Block. You guys were returning champions.
Yeah.
Tell us about what the Gapers Block is all about and how people can get involved and all that.
Sure. It's a great event where, you know, you get your ticket, you get some beer deals, you get a sample from each of the each of the chefs working it, and it benefits Reach Out and Read Illinois, which is a literacy charity. Jesse learned to read when he was 25, so we're very near and dear. But, you know, people show up and they, you know, try everything and they vote for their favorite. And they can also vote by stuffing the box with money. So, you know, it's a Chicago election kind of
sure,
thing.
Sure, sure. So the setup is it's from 2 to 7 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday,
yeah,
the 12th, at the parking lot in Shuba's, which is at 3159 North Southport. And you guys are going to be there. Gus is going to be there from Wiener and Steel Champion. Kuma's is going to be there.
Yeah,
Kuma's is known for burgers, not hot dogs, though.
Actually, they pulled out, so they're
oh, Kuma's. Well, you know why? Because they make hamburgers. Yeah. They don't make.
They were confused.
They're known for hamburgers. At
they're
Kuma's.
Confident in their skills.
Yeah. Yes. And then who else is going to be there? Harmony Grill,
Fat Rice.
Fat Rice, and so what do you guys now, is it just it's just preparing hot dogs, right? Obviously, if it's a hot dog cook-off.
It last year was sponsored by Vienna Beef, so you had to use an actual hot dog. You couldn't make any, you know, homemade sausage or anything. And that's pretty much, I think, the rule, right? You just use
Vienna Beef. You have to use the hot dogs. You have to use the grills there. Otherwise, you know, go nuts. I mean, we did something that had a lot of times, but it was fairly traditional. This year, you know, we're thinking of some outside-the-box kind of stuff. Try to really elevate the hot dog to weird and new places.
Oh, well, tell me about what won last year. Tell me about I saw the recipe.
Yeah, it was
in the book.
We got together a few weeks before the contest and kind of laid out a plan for our version of a Sonoran hot dog, which is like a traditional Mexican hot dog. So it was
we split the dog, stuffed them with cotija cheese that we'd seasoned, wrapped them in homemade bacon that we cured ourselves.
A house-made Serrano.
Yeah, with Serrano peppers.
Wow.
Yeah. Refried black beans on the bun, pickled onions, jalapenos, avocado crema, mole, tomatillo salsa. I'm sure there's more, but, you know, that's
enough. Wow, man.
We had that custom bun made.
Oh, yeah. We had Redhead and Bread make us a custom wheat bun for it. And, we might or might not have stuffed the box, but we won the judges' vote, too. So, you know, it was a pretty decent dog.
Now, who were the judges?
It was Dave Listener, Bruce Craig, who he's the retired guy from Columbia. He wrote Man Bites Dog. He literally wrote the book on hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
The third and most important one was Doug Sohn, Hot Dog.
He's the man.
Yeah, so when our book came out, he actually put a version of our Sonoran on the menu.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we were a celebrity sausage. My mother was so proud.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I can't believe he's closing that place, man.
I know.
You guys are so sad. Have you been out to Gus's place?
I have not.
You got to come out.
Where's your place at?
Up in
Evanston.
Yeah,
on Dempster in Evanston. You've got all kinds of crazy stuff on the menu. This is another one. This is one of these guys who's like sort of a demented master in the kitchen. And whenever we have Gus on, we like to open up the phone lines and the text lines for weird creations. Like burgers, that, you know, it's a combination of burger. And by the way, the phone lines are open. The text lines are open if you want to call in and text. 312-981-7200. What should Gus deep fry next? And two, what kind of crazy burgers would you like to see on the Wiener and Still Champion menu? You can call and text to the same number, 312-981-7200. You know, Gus has a burger named after me at his place. Gus, why don't you tell these guys what the Nick D burger is?
Yes, it's a burger that we stuff it with chili and cheese, and then we bread it, we deep fry it, and then we put it on a bun with mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup.
It's ridiculous.
I think we need a barbecue burger. Let's like a double deep fried.
It's a deep. Well, yeah. Now he and Gus, you coat it in that very peppery chicken fried steak batter.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's awesome,
man.
So does it come with a side of defibrillator?
Well, I say that all the time. Yeah. And Gus, I have high blood pressure, as you know, so I can only have one a year. But yeah, all kinds of great stuff on the menu. You brought the corn dogs. The corn dogs are always great. The dipping dogs, as you call them. And you've got explain the chili bombs to these guys.
Chili bombs, basically, it's a fried chili. In the center, we got the chili. On the outside, we got the corn batter breading.
And that's the corn batter breading that he puts on the corn dogs. Awesome. Fills it with chili, deep fries it.
Oh, nice. Oh, can we just go there after this?
And it comes with real cheddar cheese, not that sauce stuff, like the real. Real cheddar cheese you can dip into, and of course the country fried bacon, which is one of your big sellers.
What's the country fried bacon?
Picture country fried chicken, but we substitute bacon for chicken.
It's unbelievable.
Breaded. Awesome.
Yeah.
We need to head up to this
jumps
place.
Out and scares.
Oh no,
this
place. This place is. I'm telling you, he's a madman. This guy's a madman. So all right, 312-981-7200. If you guys want to text or call. For Gus to deep fry something, and to come up with some crazy burger combinations. So you guys just started it was just like a thing. Like you guys would just get together and start cooking.
Yeah, we at 2 o'clock in the morning at the first barbecue meeting, we thought it'd be a great idea to keep it going. So it started off with like frozen burgers and like High Life and Bud Light.
We weren't necessarily cooking when we first started off. We were burning.
Yeah. Just drinking and throwing stuff on the grill is basically what was happening. Yeah.
Living the high life.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. So when did you guys start? When did the culinary aspect start?
I remember it well. It was actually the third month that we were doing it, and a friend of ours who lives out in Kansas City, Joey Grease, we all get a barbecue name. I'm the godfather. This is JB Mays, Death Toll Shoal.
Death Toll Shoal. All right.
So, he brought a friend over who was a chef, and his friend came with like three different recipes, and the guy had never been to barbecue before, and they were pretty good recipes. Nobody said anything. We all ate it, and like the minute he walked away, people were like, well, "I've got a better recipe than that," and it just kind of kept going and going and going.
What was it? What did he bring?
What was it like?
I remember one of them was
steak rolls or something.
He did steak rolls. He brought pig jowls.
That was until later. His very first one, remember, he brought three different, like, I think it was like flank rolls or something.
But this is where the drinking comes in, and we can't exactly tell you.
Yeah.
I see.
After 6 years of doing this, it all kind of blurs together.
Now, does the location change?
So every month we still do meetings, the meetings. That's
M-E-A-T. You got to explain that. Right?
See, yeah. I get it. I get it.
Those always like move around different neighborhoods in Chicago. But we also do events, you know, at different venues and stuff. We'll collaborate with different restaurants and whatnot. Like I said, the hot dogs thing, we did that hot dog for them. We've done events at Cobra Lounge, Reggie's on the South Side.
Yeah.
I mean, like, pretty much everywhere. We've made a lot of friends, a lot of great people that have wanted to work with
us.
Now,
it's not like a food truck.
No.
This is the original barbecue meetings, and I stress MEATING. it's still that same backyard barbecue we started with, you know. No matter how many people come or how many, what we got going on month to month, we still do the original meeting in someone's backyard or in, you know, their the rooftop, their deck. It's been all over, you know, everywhere from, you know, rooftops on the South Loop to, I mean, what was basically a glorified alley up in Ukrainian Village.
And so now what do you guys bring all the supplies and everything? I mean, you know, like the grills,
we supply the grills. So we just tell people to kind of show up with their food all prepared and ready to just be thrown on the grill. Every once in a while, you get the jackass that wants to use the kitchen and deep fry and
yeah, somebody plantains. Deep fried plantains in my house once, and I couldn't get the stench of deep fried
Gus,
plantains.
Gus, have you ever deep fried plantains?
No, I have not.
No, because you deep fry everything. I just want people to know that.
Add it to the list.
Hats, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, he'll deep fry it. And by the way, if you want to have Gus deep fry something for you, 312-981-7200, and we're looking for weird combinations of burgers. The last time we had Gus in, he brought in three burgers, two of which were created by my listeners.
Awesome.
And then the other one, tell the guys the other burger that you brought in that you created.
Yes, it's a burger that uses burgers for buns.
The bun is two burgers. So what he did, he's got like a regular burger, just a grilled, charcoal-grilled burger in the middle. But as for the buns, they are the country fried burgers.
The triple bypass?
It's unbelievable. What was the name that we – because we had our listeners call in with names.
Yes, it still hasn't been decided.
It hasn't been decided yet. But I gave you a list of names because we had people call in with names for it.
I mean, burgers and burgers.
Where can you go wrong?
It was insane. It's just, I mean, I had like a third of one, and it was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted. It is burger, burger, burger.
I mean, we're no strangers to sweating while we eat, and that sounds delicious.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. 773 area code, Gus, says, I've heard of deep-fried Coke, and I'm assuming that's the beverage and not the drug.
I don't know. Is it in all caps?
How do you deep fry liquid? Can you try beer?
Yeah, I think.
You do deep fry liquid. You've got because there's another thing that he puts on a burger. He's got a burger with the country fried breading, gravy in the middle. So when you bite into the burger, gravy pours out all over the place.
Deep fried gravy burger.
Deep fried gravy burger.
And we're gonna.
The guy's nuts, man. I'm telling you.
And actually, we're going to feature that July 1st. It's a Canada Day, so we have...
the poutine?
Yes, and also the Luther Burger, since July 1st is when Luther Vandross passed, so we...
Oh, the Luther, you guys are familiar with the Luther Burger.
Yeah, the donut burger.
Yeah, with the Krispy Kreme donuts as a bun.
That's why it passed, right?
They're good, man. They're good. Now, you can't discuss how you deep fry liquid, because that's one of your secrets.
Correct.
Okay.
But getting back to the Coke, I think they just mix it in with some flour and make a dough out of it.
Dough and then they deep fry it. It tastes like Coke.
Correct.
All right. How about a deep fried BLT? Yes, well, the L part wouldn't be too pleasant.
No, who doesn't love hot oily lettuce?
No, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't be. Well, okay. Well,
it's a family favorite.
It might work. It might work. All right, listen, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and if you guys want to jump in here, we've got somebody who has a question for you guys on the line, and we'll take that as well. So we'll take a quick break. The guys from Man BQ are here, and we'll give you all the details about this really cool event, the Gapers Block Hot Dog Cook-Off, which is coming up on July 12th in the parking lot at Shuba's on Southport in Chicago. Quick break. It's Nick DiGilio and WGN. Yeah, man, rocking out to some Phil Collins. Figure the Toto guys might like that. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Really cool event is happening on July 12th. It is the second annual Gapers Block Hot Dog Cook-Off, taking place in the parking lot at Shuba's, and there's a competition, and you can vote. Participating chefs will start with Vienna beef hot dogs. They could do anything they want with them. I got the guys from Man BQ here and our buddy Gus from Wiener and Still Champion in Evanston. We got some corn dogs in house and we're having a good time. We have a question for the Man BQ guys. This is Ken on WGN. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Nick. What's going on?
Hey.
All right. So here's my question. Have you guys ever thought about adding one of the outdoor deep fryers to the mix, or possibly, the old pot, big one of big pots of oil?
The problem, we have had guys, come and try to fry something, like with a cast iron around the side burner. Our problem is, we just got so many guys coming to this thing, you got 30, 40 people dipping into the same oil or walking around the grill, having beers. Like, we're always just sort of skittish about. We love the fried food. Don't get me wrong, but you know, if we write a second book, we're going to do an entire chapter on fried food. But having it at the MAMBQ with a bunch of people coming and going, it hasn't really worked out for us yet.
It's more of a safety
issue. Especially with all the drinking.
Yeah, especially with all the drinking. All right, Ken, thanks for the call. All right, take care. 312-981-7200, phone number and text. Here we go. Let's see. The guys from MAMBQ just did something Gus also likes doing, deep fried gyros. You guys did that?
We didn't do deep fried gyros.
We did grilled gyros, though.
Grilled gyros?
It's actually in our book. It's one of the very first. I came to MAMBQ just a little later than these guys. That was the very first thing I had. You know, the grilled gyro that like made me think, oh, wow, these guys aren't just drunks. But
yeah. Well, they are.
We take lamb, you know, mix it up with some spices and sort of like create almost like a loaf out of it. And you sort of, you know, you pop it out, throw it on the grill, and it's really good, juicy, deep fried lamb because it hasn't been rotating on the same spit for, you know, 9 days.
Yeah. And Gus has done the deep fried gyro meat as well with the coating, with the country fried coating. And it's pretty great.
I really want to just go over there and just deep fry
everything.
He does, man. He's crazy.
Like maybe bring a whole pig and just toss it in there.
630 area code says, tell the MAMBQ people I love the quote-unquote dad beer article awesome. They have on their blog. Well, tell me about that.
John?
Well, you know, we all had beers from our childhood that our dads drank, so we decided for Father's Day to pay tribute to these beers.
What were some of the beers that you paid tribute to?
Bush Light.
Schlitz.
Schlitz, I collect Schlitz memorabilia.
And really?
I collect Schlitz memorabilia, and I drink Schlitz if at all possible.
That's a decent beer, right?
It's a good beer.
Yeah.
It's a good beer. Now, they changed the formula back about 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the beer that we were drinking, Schlitz beer that we were drinking like in the 80s and 90s, is not the same as it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
So they switched it back, and it's actually a really good beer. And so that's
pretty. I see the you've got a 1940s Schlitz sign.
I do. I've got the old "Don't worry, honey, you didn't burn the beer."
Oh, it's fantastic! It's one of my favorite ads. It's one of my favorites. Gus, deep fried pizza is another request. Have you tried that?
Yes, I have.
And how'd that work out for you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And 847 area code says, are you able to deep fry a whole Italian beef?
You could deep fry anything.
No, I guess they're talking about the Italian beef with the giardiniera and everything and deep fried.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Let me tell you this. He deep fried a Chicago style hot dog with the toppings and everything, and it was I don't know how the hell you did it, Gus, but it was unbelievable. Like the pickles were crispy, the onions were it was deep fried.
Did you do everything one at a time, or did you just like
it was all together.
How'd you keep it together?
I don't know. It was a miracle of science, as far as I'm concerned, man. I bit into it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. How about a Hershey's Kiss between two marshmallows dipped in batter?
Yes, I'm actually working on something along those lines.
Okay. Gus is always working on
very
something.
Very cagey.
630 area code just said sent the word spam. So I'm assuming they want you to deep fry some spam. That would be good.
Yeah, probably, but I'll probably pass on that.
I'm a you're not a spam fan?
Not really, no.
Man, I am. I love you guys like spam?
I'll do spam. Like
potted meat's fantastic. It's one of my favorite garbage foods.
Spam is fantastic. I love spam.
I don't even know the last time I had spam.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Oh, man.
What a snob.
I know. I'm high class now.
I love spam. I had spam 2 days ago.
Spam and pineapple skewers.
Well, you know, I mean, you go to Hawaii and it's on every menu.
Oh, yeah, it's in McDonald's. It's instead of the flapjacks, you get the spam masubi.
That's right. Yeah. Could you deep fry a burrito? Well, I believe Gus already said that you can deep fry anything.
Isn't that like a chimichanga or something?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much what it is, isn't it? Yeah, you deep fry. I mean, that's a chimichanga because it's got that the fry thing on the side. All right, so what are you guys going to be working on for the event?
It's still kind of top secret.
Okay.
We're trying to go a little international with the flavors. I don't know how to be specific without giving it away, but
right.
You know, last year I feel like we won, so we can rest on our accolades forever. So you know, we'll just do something really out there this time. I mean, clearly it's worked for Gus, so
yeah, absolutely. And Gus, you'll be doing the corn dogs.
Yeah, just, you know, I want to see how, you know, people will react to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably the best corn dogs in Chicago.
I think they are. Yes. I think that we're eating them right now, and yeah, they're great. So, okay, the Gapers Block Hot Dog Cook-Off. The Manbecue guys are going to be there, and they're going to have a big surprise for you. It's going to be sort of an international-flavored hot dog delight of some kind. Hopefully you guys will win again. And it is, what is it, $20 to get in for adults, and you can taste everything.
Yep.
$10 for children under 12, and it's going to benefit Reach Out and Read Illinois, which is an early literacy organization that encourages families to read together. Tickets are available at shubas.com. And it's Saturday, July 12th, from 2 to 7 p.m. in the parking lot at Shuba's. You can have drinks, and you can eat and taste all of the really cool hot dog stuff. And what else did you want to mention? Was there something else that you wanted to mention?
Oh, no. We were talking about the food sculptures that we do, the meat sculptures.
Oh, yeah. I Googled. Here's what you do. Just Google meat, and that's M-E-A-T, Meat Stanley Cup. And enjoy. That's pretty amazing, man.
That's our contribution to Chicago society.
It was real and it was amazing.
Got to do something for the arts, man. You really do. You got to. All right, guys. Thank you for coming down, man. I appreciate
Thanks for having
it.
Us.
Thanks.
Oh,
it's my pleasure. My pleasure. So the Manbecue guys are around. Are you guys doing anything before the July 12th? Do you guys have another one coming up before the 12th, or is the 12th the next big event you guys are going to do?
That's the next public event. And I think that's actually the next event.
Yeah, it's the next thing we got. It takes that long in the science lab to create the perfect hot dog.
Oh, I see. And Gus, you're always working on stuff, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. And Gus, thanks for coming down. I appreciate it. Wiener and Steel Champion, it's awesome. You know that. You've listened to the show on a regular basis. And it's in Evanston on Dempster, literally a stumbling distance from the Purple Line stop on Dempster. So check that out. Manbecue guys, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you out here. All right, we'll take a quick break. July 12th is the Gapers Block Hot Dog Cook-Off. Make sure you go there. We'll take a quick break on WGN. The news is next.